So this weekend was a tough one for your boy over here, and for you too.
Dude, for me too.
It wasn't great. We are right on the precipice of figuring out who is going to be on the bus.
There's no way that's a word.
To Phoenix, Arizona. Our Picks with Friends bet has 20 games left. That's 2 weeks. We're going to do this week, and then I guess we take a break until the final week of the regular season.
Bad idea, Coach.
It is a bad idea.
It's going to be hanging over your head all break.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
Christmas and New Year's ruined.
So, okay, yeah, 1-2. So, I, at one point in the season, was in first place not too terribly long ago, and I have catapulted to last place. Dan McDowell passed me this weekend. I had a 3-game lead on him this weekend. Now he is 2 games up.
I don't believe the field's ever been tighter, in fairness.
And you are how many games back? If I'm 2 games, you're like got me by 5 or something like that?
I believe I have you by 5.
Okay. All right.
Which is equal distance for me. The distance between first place and last place is 5 in either direction.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was a horrible week. It was a great week for Dan, though, who joins us now. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan McDowell.
Was it? I wasn't paying attention. What happened?
Yeah, it was a good week for you. The triple play just killed me. That thing could have gone in either direction.
I felt real confident when I made that pick.
You stewed over whether to go against me for like 30 seconds of radio silence.
Hey, if there's somebody you can believe in, it's the Bengals, you know?
Yeah, the Bengals. So
you want to bet against Mahomes, you know?
Yes.
That's the other thing.
Especially in December. Worked for so many.
That's the first game he's lost in December?
Ever.
Ever.
I think so.
On my triple play.
I believe that's true.
They missed a field goal, and Travis Kelce fumbled. It's just
so. Congratulations, Dan.
It's over. Do you believe in karma, Corby?
In what way?
You did when you were in first.
Yeah. Nobody gloated more than Corby.
Everyone knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why, as of right now, I humbly admit, Bob, this is nowhere near over. And we all had a chance to say, let's wrap this up before Christmas break, and everybody agreed, no, it's great to do it after. And so that's why this is now going to hang over our heads.
Oh, my God. So over the last 50 games, all right, that's 5 weeks.
Yes, sir.
I've lost 35.
15 and 35.
Is that good?
How'd you ever win 15?
I don't know.
So you win 3 a week.
Yeah. 3 a week. It's almost impossible, and it's got to be on par with one of the worst stretches in the history of this silly game we've been doing for the last 4 years or whatever.
Game that ruins football season for everybody involved.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just flipped a coin, you would have done better.
100%. Which now I'm at the point, and I know, Dan, you were there not too terribly long ago, where you're just like, I don't even know what to do. Do I pick games and then go directly against myself? You know?
Because hashtag reverse Corby.
Yeah, pick on Thursday.
Opposite George.
Did you see that guy on Twitter that said that the reverse Corby, if you would have gone to Vegas and done, just picked against me over the last month, like $100 a game and doubled it up or whatever it was, that you would be up like $120 million or something like that?
I think he was exaggerating, but I don't even know anymore.
I mean, it has just been...
It's the worst.
An absolute disaster. And there's nothing you can do to get out. Like, you just can't... You can't get it right.
So I'm interested. So this consumes you like me? Because I go to bed thinking about... I wake up out of a dream where I'm dreaming about Corby.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's just the worst. Yesterday, one of the 2 games I won this entire weekend, which is so sad, and they were the last two. I think I took an 0-8 into the final 2 games. And the Miami game is a great example. Like, okay, Miami doesn't have any offensive tackles. Miami's going on the road. They're playing the 49ers. And immediately when the game starts, the Dolphins score a 75-yard touchdown on the first play.
Yeah.
And then Garoppolo breaks his foot.
Out.
And that was one I actually got right.
Yeah.
But, like, seriously, you can't even get through the opening kickoff when you're picking these dumb games without something happening.
And people make fun of us all the time for the futility aspect of it. It's impossible. There's a reason Vegas exists. Nobody wins.
I do admit picking games is not this hard, but to any P1 that thinks they could handle this, I would really enjoy them having, like, the sword of Damocles hanging over them the entire season on every pick. Like, there's something different about this dynamic. And then the accounting meeting every Thursday on the air, and just the you know,
yeah,
you're trying to, like, entertain, so let's do... I don't know. There's something about our forum that makes it three times as tough, so I've told myself.
The triples are so worse, so bad, too. Just the... Because, Corby, I went 4-1 Saturday. You went 0-5, right?
Yeah. It's like the third Saturday in a row I've gone 0-4.
But I'm thinking, if you do well Sunday, I would be 4-6, and you would be 5-... You would still be ahead of me.
Yeah.
You know, if you won the triple and all that, which, of course, you didn't.
So,
But the triple is all that matters.
I have already... And I did this, like, 2 weeks ago. I think I told you guys this. Maybe not you, Dan. But I've already come to terms with the fact that I'm going to be on the bus. Like,
I'm also prepping.
I have this feeling. I've had it forever. I can't get out of my own way. I can't do anything right. I can't pick a game to save my life. And so it doesn't even... I'm just, like, sitting there watching these games going, I know I'm going to lose. It's just a matter of how I'm going to lose. Is it going to be because TCU's on the 1/4-inch line?
Yeah.
About to score? And they can't get it across? Is that why?
Oh, yeah. Did you think that replay showed they...
Yes, I did! Yes!
Do you think these picks impact how we see replays?
Right! And here, I'm supposed to be just... Yeah, it just sucks. Oh, I'm screaming at the refs. Screaming at them.
And I've never cared about gambling money.
Right. No.
I've never been into that. I could never get any feeling out of it. If I won $100, I didn't care. If I lost $100, I kind of cared. So, you know, I never got any juice, but this, I understand now.
Yeah.
The guy who puts his mortgage on a game.
Absolutely.
The man who's willing to risk it all, including his family, to get that football game right. We now at least understand that guy.
Well, I am so resigned to the fact that I'm going to lose that yesterday, as I'm watching these games unfold, and I had the very rare weekend where... or at least the Sunday, where I didn't have family around me at all. I could just sit there and consume all of these games that I was losing. And I just brought my sad little guitar out.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
And just started kind of noodling around and writing some words down. And Dan, would you like to hear the bus song?
You wrote a song called The Bus Song?
Officially, it's called The Midnight Bus to Phoenix.
You know, sometimes, I mean, think of all the great art that has come out of great pain.
I know.
Boy, and that's right.
Yeah, this is part of it. Ham, does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Does it sound beautiful? Okay.
I'll crank you up.
All right. The Midnight Bus to Phoenix. Right at the end of October, I was leading picks with friends. Dan McDowell was losing, and that's the way it's always been. And then came a month of disasters after all my humble brags. And now I'm in last, and I'll be riding the bus next to a guy with a colostomy bag. What will the bus ride offer? Maybe a murder or a grisly scene. Most of the guys are missing some of their teeth because of methamphetamine. Maybe I'll meet my soulmate and I will offer her my protection. But she probably stinks and polluted the sink all because of her yeast infection. Gonna take the midnight bus to Phoenix. With the drunks and the hippies and the poor. Gonna take the midnight bus to Phoenix. Cause I don't think that'll gamble anymore. From Van Horn up to El Paso, we're gonna chase that Phoenix sun. I'll sit right by the bathroom so I can smell all the passenger fun. I'll bring a loaf of bread and bologna, just like a bum who's riding a train. And in case things get really wild, I'll bring my butt plug and cocaine. 22 hours to Phoenix, after 1,000 stops and starts. Will I be mentally frazzled, having to hold in all my farts? Maybe I'll sit next to a cool guy, a guy who owns his own cannabis store. But I'll probably sit next to a nightmare, someone like Jacob Dedamore.
Sorry, Jake.
Gonna take the midnight bus to Phoenix.
At least this time he did it in my face.
With the drunks and the hippies and the poor.
Does rhyme.
Gonna take the midnight bus to Phoenix. And what adventure awaits when they open the door? And what adventure awaits when they open that door?
Quality!
Suck it, loser.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to reverse jinx it. Saying there, you admit that you're on the bus, this will turn it around.
It's nothing like that. I just think that I'm going to lose, and this has nothing
God
to do with turning
at you
it
for
around.
Trying this. Trying to trick her.
He's trying to triple stamp a double stamp is what this is.
I've already, like, I've got bits planned. I've got everything planned. The only thing that I need to think of, and I don't know if anybody has told you this yet, Dan.
Bring your own pillow?
Well, that, but do we buy two seats so no one sits next to you, or is that even legal?
No, you could do that.
Are they assigned seats?
You could buy the entire bus.
I don't know if they're assigned seats.
Could you buy the...
It's your pocket, you know?
Could you buy the entire bus?
Yeah, why not?
Corby can.
Could you sit next to poor people?
Could you, Vince Young...
want to sit next to me.
Didn't Vince Young buy the entire Southwest flight one time?
That's always been a legend.
Like, can you pay like $40,000 to have your own bus?
But Jake said it a while ago. You know Corby will end up losing, and then whatever... happens, it'll be when he pops off that bus at the end.
It'll be like McConaughey party.
It'll yeah. be a huge party.
Like it's an entire sing along. The whole bus is just eating out
Jake's
of his hand.
The thing was, he somehow somebody will have given you a crypto stock tip and you'll make like $30 billion while you're on the bus. Like it'll be the greatest bus ride in the history of bus rides.
Well, I have to look at it that way, right? We all have to look at it that way.
Because you're Corby. Things work out well for you. It might seem to be not working out well, but in the end, you're the snake. It's always a party fun time with you.
This is the true test of that theory.
Boy, is it ever.
Like 21 hours.
Ultimate test of that theory.
Yeah, we look up and he's on like Cliff Kingsbury's staff somehow. Like,
wait a minute, how did that happen?
Like somehow whatever he does on that bus is going to turn into an amazing future.
Girls, get off the bus and go right to a party at Kyler's house out in Phoenix.
Maybe. And then, Dan, do you see like a broken down bus in the middle of the desert or something like that? And just all of the issues with bus transport gone
what,
awry?
Like if I drive,
yeah.
I'm on the bus?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it'll be different.
Like
if
overheating
anyone else is on the bus.
Overheating engine, and you guys sit there in the middle of the desert for 6 hours.
Sit on your luggage Whoa. In the desert.
Yes.
What's the one Dumb and Dumber didn't get on at the end?
The Swedish,
the Hawaiian Tropic.
That'll yeah. be Corby's bus.
Yeah, they needed an oil boy to grease them up or
yeah.
something.
Nope, we're good. We're good.
Oh, you're in luck. There's a town back that way.
Yeah, his bus will break down. That bus will pull up, and he'll hop on.
All right,
what do we do if we tie?
I don't think we made that determination. I think we, yeah, maybe we said way back in the day, there's one game we got
to
pick.
Game to win it all, but like, it's like in the NHL. It's like Seattle and Buffalo or something. Okay, yeah. So in the case of a tie, and we haven't made ramifications for a two- or three-way tie, but yeah, I suppose we better make plans, Dan. And then, like I said,
they both have to go.
Like I saw all along, the 18 week 18 is going to be the most insane of them all, too, because it's going to have to be almost an entire
resting
in NFL slate. Yes, where you will not have any idea who's going to take that week seriously.
What when we get back? What week is that?
18.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So our full final week for everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pick games that matter, but are there going to be 10 games or 7
There's
games?
There's no way.
Yeah.
God. So you're going to be picking...
It's like preseason.
Week 18 will either have playoff teams, so you don't know if they'll play their guys, or non-playoff teams where they're not going to give a rip about
like
the
Carolina,
outcome.
Carolina, Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob's right. You got to come up with tiebreaker games like you do like in an NCAA tournament bracket or something. You got to have tiebreakers.
Yeah, totally. All right, Dan. Love you.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Dan McDowell.
Good luck to you both.